Here we are at Sunday night again, the second Sunday of spring break, for those of us who have kids in the new Westminster School District. Whether you too are spring breaking or whether it's just another week, we've rounded up this list of highlights of the week ahead so you can make the most of it. For weather watchers, spring-ish weather. Spring starts this week. Officially speaking, the start of spring is tomorrow, Monday, March 20th, at 2:24 p.m. in this part of the world, so my foray into Google tells me. Though we're starting to see signs of spring blossoms around the city, Mother Nature hasn't entirely embraced the idea of spring yet. It's definitely a springish week ahead, though, with temperatures sitting around the 8, 9 and 10 C mark. As per last week, the weather looks to be a bit of a mixed bag, with the Weather Network forecasting light rain Monday, cloudy skies with sunny breaks Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, rain on Thursday and some cloud and showers Friday. For families, spring break fun. Hopefully you've been able to take advantage of some of the nice weather to enjoy your favorite parks and outdoor spaces around the city. But if you're starting to run out of ideas for keeping the kids occupied, it's not too late to take advantage of New Westminster's parks and recreation programming. Check out this list of 5 free or affordable things to do over spring break, or check out the city's spring break brochure for details. And don't forget about Spring Discovery Days at the Fraser River Discovery Center, running until March 26. Stop in to 788 Quayside Doctor between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can check the whole schedule online. For performance lovers, theater and music. Last of the Red Hot Lovers, the Royal Canadian Theatre Company is spicing it up for its final show of the season, with Neil Simon's Last of the Red Hot Lovers on stage at the Anvil Theatre, 777 Columbia Street, from March 24 to April 1. There's a special relaxed performance on March 29. Tickets are $34.99 regular, or $29.99 for seniors 60+ and children 12 and under. Family pack and group discounts are available. Buy tickets or find out more information online. Legends. Love classic rock and roll? Experience the best of Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, Connie Francis and Motown stars in the Legends Show, a one-night-only affair at the Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue, on Friday, March 24 at 7 p.m. Tickets $49 plus service charges. Buy online. For art lovers, Plaskett, Queen's Park, Anvil Center Galleries. Gallery at Queen's Park. You have the rest of the week to catch an exhibition of work by Victoria Mitchell, Common Threads, which is on until March 26 at the Arts Council of New Westminster's Gallery in Centennial Lodge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free, but you're encouraged to make a donation towards the gallery's ongoing operations. Plaskett Gallery. Have you been to the Plaskett Gallery lately? Pop into the gallery at Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue, to see Landscape of Tranquility, featuring work by Wenyan Xu, running until March 30. You can see it Tuesdays through Fridays from 1 to 4 p.m., during shows at the theater, or by appointment at 604-517-5900. New Media Gallery. If you haven't yet been down to the New Media Gallery, third floor at Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, this is one for the spring break must-do list, the fascinating abiotic exhibition. Want to know what it's all about? Check out some great photos by Jennifer Gautier for a sneak preview, or just head down yourself to check it out. The gallery is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., with evening openings on Thursdays until 8 p.m. For City Hall watchers, no Monday meeting. Looks like all you City Hall watchers get a week off. There's no council meeting currently scheduled for Monday. But save the date for next week, when March 27th will bring both a public hearing and a regular Monday night meeting. You can find all the meeting details, agenda and information about attending at the City of New Westminster website. For school board watchers, no meetings till April. School District 40 schools are out of session until March 27, so there are no more school board meetings this month. If you're a school board watcher, save the date for April 11, There will be both an education committee meeting and an operations committee meeting that day. Keep an eye on the South Dakota 40 website for agendas and links. Got a new Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Julie McClellan. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.